Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mark, what was the first sign that you saw that told you that Blue Point Brewing was going to go big, take off?
Well, it's real interesting, Joe, because when you're in it, you're working your tail off moment by moment, day by day. We had won an award for one of our beers in beer festivals and big challenges, and there's two awards that really matter in our industry. And we won this gold medal for our toasted lager from the World Beer Awards. And that sort of signaled that we'd arrived, that the quality of the beer was world class, that people started to hear our name. And you start to think, hey, all this hard work, maybe we're doing something right.
How long ago was that?
I think that was 2006.
How long ago?
Yeah.
Did the phone start to ring, or what then happened when you won that award?
Well, a little slower. You know, the internet certainly wasn't the power then that it is now, and so getting that word out about it was a little slow. But I found that it was a little bit more of respect that we gathered, right? So then when you mention that to somebody, you weren't just some kooky guys in the shed making beer anymore. There was something to it, right? And it would resonate with people at a different level.
On sales calls.
Right. On sales calls, you know, when people were really concerned if we were going to make them sick or not, you know, so we had to get past that and the silliness of making beer in your bathtub and all the stories and stuff that people say. And that you actually understand, hey, this is a legitimate thing that we're taking very seriously, and you should try our beer.
Were you making sales calls yourself at that time?
Well, everybody in a small company does, right? I wasn't doing the majority of that, but you're in the bars all the time, right? So at that time, a lot of our sales were draft beer, so a lot of it was across the bar. And so you're always, every night, you're out supporting the product, so to speak, and meeting the people and your customers that way.
And a sales call at that point in a company's development is just getting the product into the bars and restaurants, right? That's the whole game, or no?
Well, at that point, yes. So yeah. It's a guerrilla marketing and street warfare where you have to get in and convince the retailers, the bar owners, the restaurant owners to put you on tap, right? And so there's not commercials, there's not a marketing plan in that early stages of the company. And there wasn't anywhere else for us to sell the beer up until the mid-2000s from, if you think about it, you have to be a certain size to sell the chain stores, you have to have a certain amount of velocity to get wholesalers interested and things like that.
What worked in getting in? Because if you're going to go on tap, they have to take somebody else off usually, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what sales pitch worked?
Well, it was really a flavor pitch, right? Try this one next to the others, right? So we were the only local fresh beer that was available. So it was stood out next to the beers that were on tap. And that was the main effect. So if somebody had, like a chef was involved in the decision making, they could tell the difference between the beer. Plus, we were locally brewed. And, you know, the word local means so much now. It was not as big a thing back then. But we had to play that up and pretend not pretend, but be part of our market. Marketing pitch at that point. The local thing now, obviously, can be your major focus, but then it was just a piece of the project. It was really the quality of the beer that we were trying to sell point to point.
Isn't that interesting that in 06 or so, local wasn't the selling point that it is now? It's almost like a counter-reaction to the internet. I want local. I don't want from someplace else.
Yeah,
it's a big sales point.
Yeah, the speed at which that changed, I think, is very interesting, right? And I think everybody in businesses realizes that, you know, the pace of innovation has just gone to a psychotic level, right? And we all have to maintain and keep up with it. But back then, the local thing was still maybe just the farmers doing a little bit of it. It hadn't gotten into everybody's core ideas, and the restaurants certainly hadn't embraced it quite yet.
Interesting. So what was the opening, you may have just started to touch on it, what was the opening that you found for Blue Point product?
Well, at the when we started, it was unknown on Long Island, right? So I'd worked in some breweries previously. So I sort of saw this movement coming, and I thought there'd be enough sales, right? I thought there was a demand for the product.
For local.
And, right, for local and more flavorful and being part of the community, right? And so when we started, that was what we had. We didn't really have anything else as a push, but we were able to make good beer. We knew we could do that. And so we were gonna hang our hat on that in the beginning. And when you're small enough, that's good enough. But as time goes on, and the industry changed with us, right? So the craft beer industry grew right along with us, and we were able to keep up and maintain.
How did you keep up? I noticed now that you have seasonal beers, small batch product, basic product. You're a very extensive company now.
That's right. So in the beginning, we had one beer, and maybe once every 7 or 8 months, we made a different beer because the drive for choice was not nearly the same it is now. Now we do a new beer almost every week. So that's the difference in innovation and the pace of innovation in our industry in the last 15 years. Whereas the consumer used to be very brand loyal to one particular brand, now they're not. Now they change, they try different things, and so you have to constantly innovate and be on top of whatever the next trend is and give people something interesting to keep them coming back to your brand.
Do you sell a lot of product over the website? Can you, I don't even know, can you sell beer online?
We currently do not do any e-com, but we're starting that project.
Right.
So it is, that's mainly a regulatory issue, not anything else. But those rules are all sort of being fleshed out now, and we expect to be doing that shortly. I think beer is heavy, so you don't think of mailing it. It's more like in a populated area like the city where you would have a delivery service deal with it as opposed to Amazon or somebody like that bring it to you.
Now, I understand that you recently saw a great opportunity that you pounced on quickly to sponsor the Oyster Festival, which seems to symbolize the power of local, the nimbleness of a business owner. Tell us about how'd that come about.
The Oyster Bay, the Oyster Fest, which is 36 years going, had lost their title sponsor, and they came to us and they asked us if we could participate and help them out. And when we looked at it, the Oyster Fest is a huge event, 200,000 people over 2 days down in Oyster Bay, and we you know, it's an iconic Long Island event, and so, you know, we want to be part of things like that. Also, they sell beer there, right? So that's right up our alley.
Right.
So they're going to have, we're bringing back the iconic beer garden that they had. That hasn't been there in about 15 years, but we're going to have it right on the water. So our brewery is, part of our marketing is we're a seaside, community, local brewery. And so those three pillars and the sustainability of the oysters hit exactly what our company stands for. So when these kind of opportunities arrive, you have to absolutely go after it. You can't just pander and you know, wishy-washy about it. You have to jump on it. And we're really excited to be part of the Oyster Bay Oyster Fest.
So your gears and your mind started spinning instantly of this. What did the local community groups think when you said, I'll sponsor the whole thing?
Well, they were very happy because they were on the verge of announcing that it was going to not go on.
Oh,
and so it had gotten to that point where it was not going to be feasible. So the money raised at the beer garden all goes to the Rotary Club, and it gets dispensed to local charities on Long Island. So it's all for a good cause as well, which even makes it more important for the local community. But from our perspective, it was, we have to do this. How do we figure it out? How do we budget it all of a sudden? And all the things that happen on the internal mechanism on the business side. And we just sat down in the conference room and said, we're going to do this. Let's figure it out. And that's what happened. And our marketing director, Barry McLaughlin, he really drove this, and he was not taking no for an answer.
That's a great story. Now, how do you retain this speed of action and autonomy with Anheuser-Busch as a partner?
One of the great pieces of doing this and why I'm still here is that it's still fun, first of all,
right.
And we do act with a lot of autonomy. I'm glad you used that word because ultimately, we have to be good stewards of the budget like any business, but we get to do what we want to do, and we get to market the way we want to market. We get to produce whatever beer we want to produce and bring whatever we want to market.
You don't have to approve the recipes with Anheuser-Busch or anything like that?
No, and I think if you look at it this way, is we are sort of the ideas, the new ideas for that part of it, right? So they need us to go out and innovate, and if something connects and on a bigger level, they can take advantage of it. Also, I mean, we are relatively small in their big, wide world, so it's no reason to micromanage what we're doing.
So that's great. They gave you a long leash. That's why they were interested to see what you came up with.
That's right. And and I think that is enables us to maintain the culture in the business, first of all, and be able to be as creative as we are.
Right? What do you get? What's in it for you? What do you get from them? Money, research funds?
Right. So the resources also, right? If we need to make more of a beer, we will have the ability to go and get equipment or somehow produce as much beer as we need. Whereas, like anything else, manufacturing on Long Island is an extraordinarily expensive endeavor. And so when you need to grow, you know, when you're a private business, you need to grow, you need to go find that funding, or how you're going to grow, how are you going to buy more equipment, how are you going to make that next beer. I mean, one of the problems when you're a small brewery is you sell a keg of beer, and then you go back and you go, uh-oh, we sold a keg of beer, now we got to buy another tank to make more beer the next month, and the money all cycles back and forth, and at the end of the year, you're scratching your head, because it's very expensive to grow manufacturing, right? So one of the big advantages is we have the resources now. If we have something that's going to work for us and being successful, we have the backing to do it.
That sounds great. I don't know. I mean, I hear stories of big companies investing in growing businesses, and you never hear about them. They smother them, you know, and it's never the same. But I get the sense you have pretty good deal with them, and that you're not going to let them push you around, so don't.
Well, I think it's in both of our best interests to do the way we do, to operate the way we're operating, and it seems to work for both sides at the moment.
You even have a 400-seat restaurant. That alone is a huge operation. How do you possibly do all this? Why?
Yeah, well, we've always had it's part of the craft beer thing is having a tasting room and coming to the actual brewery to see the place, right? And so live music is also part of our brand, and so we connect all those pieces together, the tasting room, the live music, and a place for that to happen is the restaurant, right? And so we had a big space. We moved from our little building into a college that went out of business in Patchogue, right? Briarcliff College left. They left this 54,000 square foot, two-story building, and it was going to be empty in the middle, on the end of Patchogue Village. We came in and took that building and built a new facility in there. We opened it last year, so it's a brand new, amazing brewery, and so we want people to come and visit it and see it. And so it's a destination landmark on Long Island now.
That is great. Now you're moving into Brooklyn. You're going to open a facility in Brooklyn, I understand?
That's right. So the Brooklyn facility is small, 1,500 square feet. It's underneath on Water Street, 66 Water Street. We call it the hull, like the hull of a ship underneath, and we built a small brewery in there, and we want to just bring the flavor and our culture to Brooklyn, have a space in New York. It's right off the water also, and we're partnering with Billion Oyster Project to do everybody can become a member, and we'll put the oysters in the water to clean the water. So it brings all the culture and pillars of our business together and have a New York touch spot.
Mark Burford, Blue Point Brewing. It's great to meet business owners like you. I always love it. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.